Let's Talk with Anne Norris on Shannonside FM.
And you are very welcome back to the programme. A lot of texts in as regard the situation at St. Joseph's and people just concerned. But as I say, the confirmation that we have is that no one, all residents at St. Joseph's are COVID-free. We have had no confirmation from the HSE that anyone staff-wise or otherwise has tested positive in the last week, etc., as was reported in a national newspaper yesterday. But we will not give up. We're trying to find out exactly what has taken place there. But the good news is all patients are COVID-free. We're moving on this afternoon, and our weather, well, we normally get a fairly decent September, don't we? In most areas anyway. Well, let's hope it can stay good and that we can all get out and still shorten our winter, I suppose, by taking a bit of a walk around. We have indeed been able to visit parts of our own counties, I suppose, in the during the lockdown that we really had taken for granted and maybe never actually went purposefully to a certain area or maybe walked a certain walk. Well, there's no excuse for that anymore. We're being encouraged to stay closer to home, I suppose, for the time being, but also to get out and about and take that all-important exercise. Well, I've been speaking to Dimpna Riley, Tourism Officer with Longford Council, and they've recently launched a brochure on all the things to see and do in Longford, and there's also a few videos on YouTube at the moment as well. But I began by speaking to Dimpna about the walking trail that's being developed near the Corlay Bog attraction near Keena in Longford.
Beside Corlay Bog Visitor Centre is a 3 kilometre multi-access and Corlay Bog amenity walk. So it's a short bogland walk, and it basically allows you to take in the beauty and the tranquility of basically what most of us take for granted.
Yeah.
This walk is linked up to the Royal Canal Greenway as well. So the Royal Canal Greenway is basically just, you walk off that walk and you're right on the Royal Canal Greenway. And that starts off on at Clundra and Longford Town. So the Royal Canal itself goes all the way to Spencer Dock in Dublin, but the Greenway goes from Longford to Maynooth, and it passes through all the counties along the way, like Westmead, Meath and Kildare, and provides cycling and walking path all the way from Clundra and Longford Town to Maynooth.
Yeah.
And the National Famine Way as well is also on this route along the Royal Canal. So there's bronze shoes placed along the route of the Royal Canal, and this represents the National Famine Way. So there'll be lots of storyboards and stuff explaining and all the stories.
Yeah.
In Longford alone, there's 35 kilometres along the Royal Canal. So it's about, you could do a 70 kilometre stretch off road in County Longford.
It's a fantastic amenity, particularly along the canal for people who enjoy walking. But then you get the tranquility, I suppose, of the canal, and you get boats on it as well. So it's a whole different experience than just walking on land, I suppose, if you like. You'll see some people boating and the boats pulled up. So it's a lovely getaway place. If you want to go away from the canal again, though, you've got lots more.
Yeah, we've got the Newcastle Woodland Trail, and this is set in Newcastle Woods, so it's about 4 kilometres from Ballymahon, and it's located right beside Central Parks. The woods runs along the River Inney, and the regeneration team of Longford County Council has recently installed a white bridge which connects the actual Newcastle Woods with Central Parks, so it basically gives the guests from Central Parks an opportunity to explore the woods and probably hopefully enhances their experience as well.
Yeah.
Recently, there's been a new link walkway put in, linking up Central Parks, as I said, with and Newcastle Woods, and also a new link from Newcastle Woods to the Royal Canal Greenway. So again, that's linking up all of the Royal Canal Greenway. So you can go in from Central Parks to Newcastle Woods, and then you could go in any direction, say Clundra or Longford. So
yeah,
it's a good opportunity for people who walk.
Yeah, fantastic.
I was just going to say, Central Parks, as you know, is one of the biggest attractions, and they're after celebrating their one-year anniversary, and they have welcomed over 140 guests, even in the difficult times.
140,000 guests.
1,000 guests, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's amazing. It's amazing. And I'm sure a lot of them are, even with the lovely big forest they have to walk in, they've been coming out and maybe sampling some of the local walks. So, and anybody who, you know, is there, I'm sure they'll be able to find out about it. If you go away then from the South Longford area, I suppose we've been talking about, and if you're in North Longford, a beautiful woodland trail in Mullinlochta.
Yeah, so that's in North Longford, and it's located about 9 kilometres from Granard. So it's a looped woodland walk with a choice of tree routes, and it's overlooking a lake. So it's a great day out for kids. There's picnic benches, so bring your own picnic. It's beside a playground at the entrance, and you can walk or cycle in it, and it's not too far either from the Knights of Conquest Centre or from Labine Park.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. And Carn Hill Walking Trail, that's another one in North Longford, between Drumlish and Ballinalee.
Yeah, and it's about 7 kilometres from Innibeg. So this walkway was installed in 2018, and it's a short one. It's 3 kilometres out and back. It can be steep in places, so there's nice views from the top, and it's remote. And Longford Tourism are considering further enhancing it as well by putting in picnic benches as well, just to give people something extra to do while they're up there.
Yeah, yeah, no, I know some people who were talking about it and did it as often as they could over the fine weather period. And whatever, views are spectacular there, absolutely. So I mean, as I say, with walking such a popular and increasingly popular pastime, a bit of hiking, a bit of walking along by water, an added dimension there, Longford has all of that in buckets. If we go to history then as well, you know, because it has a number of centres. We'll talk about the big one, the Knights in Conquest, in a minute. But already under the National Parks and Wildlife, Corlay Bog Visitor Centre.
Yeah, this is situated beside Keena, and it interprets the significance of an Iron Age bog growth, which dates back to 148 BC, and it's the largest prehistoric road found in Europe. A piece of the road is actually on display in the centre, and there's a video as well, which I would definitely encourage people to watch while they visit the centre, because it just allows you to get the most out of your visit and makes you understand and appreciate the significance of the piece on display and how it was all excavated. And, you know, it just gives you more of an idea.
Yeah.
It just makes the experience more enjoyable.
Yeah, and you could do that little walk we talked about afterwards as well, the multi-access bog amenity walk after that.
There's little picnic benches outside as well, so you could just, you know, add the tree in together.
Yeah, exactly, and make an event out of it. The Knights and Conquest then Heritage Centre, this is hugely exciting development. There's a lot of money going to be ploughed into this, into developing it even more in the coming years. But right now, we have a centre there that a lot of people have already been to, and it's a great attraction.
Yeah, it opened in 2018, and it's right beside Granard Moat. Right, the moat is right up behind it on the hill. So I suppose if you want to experience a time of knights and conquest, you can dress up in the clothes our Norman ancestors wore. It's definitely worth a visit, and it's a unique and fun visitor centre. And as you said, there's future plans as well. The plan is to expand to a Norman village, so that would be definitely a great asset to have in County Longford.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. Down the road in Edgerstown, the Mariah Edgeworth Visitor Centre and Literary Trail, another great historical experience.
Yeah, the centre is in the old house, which was built in 1840, and the tour itself takes in visits to sites associated with Mariah Edgeworth and her family. So the schoolhouse, which houses the Mariah Edgeworth Centre, is the oldest in Ireland and the British Isles, and there's an audio version of the tour available as well in the form of a souvenir audio player. But then across the road as well from the old schoolhouse where the centre is the park with a playground and a walk as well, and again, if you know, in these times maybe people might like to do a picnic as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Beautiful, beautiful. If we get the weather, if the weather stays...
I know, that's the main thing.
Anyway, handy for us at all. And if you're talking ancient history as well, a very interesting place is Arda, and Arda Village, of course, and the Creative Heritage Centre there.
Yeah, this is in Arda Village itself, and the centre houses a display and a craft shop. Anne and Annette worked with the schools and the groups and to provide storytelling of life in early Ireland. So if you want to hear the story of the legend of Midir na Tain or take a guided tour of Arda Village, here's your place to go. And then also on the grounds is a garden with a fairy trail suitable for kids. But just outside Arda Village as well is the new Brelay Walk up on Arda Mountain. So that's another option for a walking trail in Longford.
Beautiful, beautiful. And I suppose when we are talking about that, we'll talk about other activities that people in Longford, just to remind ourselves and indeed potential visitors what we have going on. Activities, I know that the likes of Labine Park in North Longford again has been beautifully developed there, and it's a great place to go with the children and, you know, get maybe a little bit active, but lots of things to do.
Yeah, there's a playground. It's a lovely walkway overlooking Lake Labine, and there's picnic benches. There's an absolutely fabulous fairy garden. There's so much work and care and love and attention gone into it. It's really well maintained. You have green gym equipment as well, and an open kind of green space. So it's a perfect day out for younger kids with the playground and feeding the ducks. Of course, they all love that. Again, just weather dependent, but also in Otnesliff are the Portal Tombs and the Dolmens, and there's a little waterfall as well, and they're both definitely worth a visit.
Okay, brilliant. Activities I see here as well, we want to mention a farm and cookery school. This lifestyle idea really, you know, coming to the fore again during our recent lockdown, and there is a farm and cookery school in Abishrule.
Yeah, that's the Fiona Egan Clotton Farm and Cookery School. So basically you can take a farm walk and learn to prepare and cook delicious brunch, lunch and dinners. It's all using fresh ingredients from the farm. And Fiona and Michael are excellent hosts and provide a wide variety of classes to suit all visitors, both kids and adults alike. So it's a lovely, relaxing way to spend quality time with either friends or family. So I would definitely recommend this. Fiona hosted a beautiful day out for myself and Tara, who I work with, and also Sarah McCarty from Bulge, Ireland. So we got to experience it firsthand. So it was a lovely day out.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now, if you want to be slightly more active and maybe take revenge on a few people, we have karting and paintballing outside of Edgerstown. I know lots of people in surrounding counties have enjoyed this attraction over the years.
Yeah, this is a lovely track, and then right beside the track is paintballing in the woods. So obviously you get dressed up in your paintballing gear and you go in and you take out your anger on whoever you want to take it out on.
Exactly.
And then also, as well, they also have virtual racing and a flight simulator. So it's a great location for any group of friends who are into the more adventurous side of things.
Absolutely. So finally, before I let you go, we just want to, you know, think about Longford Town itself, then activities and just places people might want to see. Backstage Theatre, the Golf Club and St. Mel's Cathedral, obviously.
Yeah, the Backstage is and the Golf Club are both situated just outside the town. So the Backstage has a 212-seater auditorium showcasing all different sort of excellent entertainment. They have a great online presence and an excellent variety of shows. And they also have a purpose-built studio, which is perfect for workshops, dance classes, performances and conferences, etc. And then the Golf Club was totally redesigned in 2005, and it's an 18-hole golf course. So it's one of the finest mature parkland courses with mature trees and many water features. And it overlooks Longford with views of St. Mel's Cathedral. Again, St. Mel's was damaged, as everyone knows, on the Christmas Day fire of 2009. So it has since been restored and reopened. It reopened for services at Midnight Mass on Christmas Eve 2014. So there has been a lot of visitors coming to St. Mel's since then. It has become a very significant tourist attraction.
Yes, it has indeed. Okay, we'll take a break. Stay with us.